Ballroom, Chapter 6. The command was not to orgasm. Your failure is disappointing. We are parked in the carport in a newish development. We have few neighbors, but this is a pleasant Sunday afternoon. It is cool out and people are sitting on porches drinking wine. The house is intermingled with dirt lots. Not enough of the same floor plan to give the impression of cookie cutter that plagues all such developments. I get out of the car, stepping onto the angled carport. The garage door sits closed. I pull the leash. She crawls over the seat towards me, wet shimmer on her legs. Pulling the leash taut, she is forced to look up at me, her eyes. She crawls onto the concrete, sitting like a dog. I pull her up, my hands running over softness. I push my body into her, pinning her against the car. I reach through the open window into the paper bag of props I'd brought. I pull out the largest butt plug. It is 7 inches long, from base to tip, and at its widest, 5 inches. There was a thin leather strap and a foxtail on the end. My arms around her, I slather the lube on the plug. I then wipe my hands over her breast down her side, wiping the remaining lube from her my hand. I reach down, fingers pressing deep into ass. Pulling apart her cheeks, she gasps. I hold her there until the shock wears off. Relax, or this will not be pleasant. The soft, earthy, almost sweet smell of a well-cleaned ass fills the air around her. I place the tip of the plug against her puckered hole. I build pressure but wait. Hold your ass cheeks apart, I whisper. Doing so, she relaxes, tension controlled. Hand now free, I continue where I left off. T. I trace the top brace with my nail, flicking clit as I pass by. At the same time, I press the plug in slowly, 1 inch. 2. I press my index, then middle, then ring, then pinky into her, deep into the thumb. Still pushing the plug in at 3 inches, she spasms. I run my thumb in circles around her clit as I sitting moans. I continue until her body entire clenches. My hand still inside her. I wait for her orgasm to cease. Her breathing is ragged, coming in gasps. She relaxes, almost boneless. Pull the cheeks apart, we are not finished. We're attracting attention, she says. If anyone approaches and asks me, then they can take you, anywhere they want, right here on the carport, I state. Wet floods over my hand. She clenches again, then relaxes. She pulls apart again. I keep inserting the plug, and I circle my thumb. 4 inches. 5. 6. The pressure is building as we reach the bottom bulb. I quicken the circles and move my hand in and out. Her breath coming in quick little gasps. Then pop, we're over the bulb, and it slides the rest of the way in. Clench, I command. If it comes out, we will need to stop and reinsert. And this time we'll do it facing the whole neighborhood. I wipe my left hand off on her, running it down from her neck to her belly button. I walk her halfway to the front door, then turn back and slam the car door closed, the sound echoing across dirt-filled lots. She stands tall, being gawked at by her neighbors. I come up behind her and cup her sex in my hand, pulling her into me. Pushing her hair aside, lips close to ear, I say, if you had followed instructions, I would have taken you right here in front of everyone. Your reward. Now there is only punishment. walk to the door, open it, then go to the supply closet and select a lash, then wait for me by the St. Andrew's cross.